Greetings and welcome. This is episode 20 of the Afterlife Question and Answer. My name is Jack Bybee. I am the host of this podcast. Remember that the Afterlife Question and Answer is listed on many podcast directories around the world. Thank you for listening. In this episode, episode 20, I discuss the following. Everything we perceive is based on emotion and therefore thought, and this affects the spirit in death consciousness. I discuss how the transition from this earth plane reality initially seems to obscure most of what is left behind. Memories of Eternity is a book I wrote to alert others of what I experienced when I passed over into death consciousness. This in the hopes of alleviating the fear, but also how to benefit from the unpreparedness that often goes along with the transition to the concept of death. By the way, it is available on Kindle.com. Memories of Eternity. While death consciousness is not the end, merely a transformation, we all have life lessons to learn that we need to heed and master before our time comes yet again. And this leads me on to my appeal that if you're going through a difficult time and are trying to seriously harm yourself, please try to change your thinking and get help. In the USA, call 988 or access a helpline. Here, in instances like this, prayer and meditation are most helpful in achieving an answer. Every prayer is answered. All we have to do is listen for the answer. Remember that suicide doesn't only hurt you and end your life here on earth. It hurts everyone who loves you, and they mourn for you, and you cause them hurt for years and years and years to come. Please, if you are thinking of hurting yourself, get help now. I try to be aware of words and actions that could be hurtful to others, knowing that sooner or later, a life review will again manifest itself. It is this knowledge of the afterlife, what many regard as the great unknown, that can often be more of a hindrance than a help. But I see it as a lesson and a self-development issue. Further, I am an adherent to a concept called the law of attraction. It states that you attract what you think and feel. Here in the States, I found a colloquial expression that summarizes the entire issue, that of what goes around comes around. Should someone exude negative vibrations, thoughts, or actions, the negativity inevitably comes bouncing back on that person. Likewise, the opposite, that of exuding positive emotions, which in turn attract positive results. However, with conflicts raging, with the bounds of inhumanity constantly being stretched and strained, the thought of what these poor perpetrators of violence will experience when their turn comes and they experience their life review and are asked by the being of light, by God, was that a loving thing to do? How will they answer? What will they feel? Then again, is it even for me to dwell on this? In transitioning, especially up the tunnel, the spirit encounters issues that are so mind-boggling that recent events are nearly obliterated by the enormity of the transition. And this transition into death consciousness nearly obliterates recent earthbound events. often by the spirit being surrounded with peace and love. Recently, paging through my book, Memories of Eternity, I came across Dr. Raymond Moody's 15 core NDE parameters. Moody was the fellow who first defined and created the term near-death experience. Here are the parameters that define a near-death experience, and the spirit in transition is probably going to experience many of these. The first, of course, is a deep sense of love and peace, along with very strong emotions. Then, seeing the patient's body from above, as in an OBE, an out-of-body experience, moving through darkness and a tunnel and seeing a light, or describing the sense of seeing a light. Number four, a sense of being somewhere else that is not Earth. Five, quick thinking and observations are enhanced, knowing things instantly. Encounters with relatives or friends who have passed on, as well as religious figures that are important to them in their lives. Number seven, communicating telepathically with these beings. Eight, a life review where the experiencer, the spirit, relives actions in their past lives. Nine, a sense of knowing everything about life and the universe. 10. A sense that they need to finish what they started on the earth plane. 11. Realizing that time does not exist and losing the need to be constricted by it. 12. Experiencing depression after returning to the earth plane or feeling disappointed in their choice to return. 13. Describing the experience as if it were a 13. Describing the experience as if it were a dreamlike period. 14. A new outlook on relationships in their lives once they return to the earth plane. And finally, number 15. Losing the fear of death. So, till next time, from the production team here in Arizona, United States, I wish you all the best. Let's all pray and work for peace. Thank you. May you walk in peace, journey in delight. May the blessings of the Perfect One be with you and yours always. Namaste. Jack out.